This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. counterterrorism officials are increasingly worried Islamic State fighters, captured as the terror group's caliphate collapsed in Syria, will find their way back to the battlefield. The concern, they say, is most acute for the approximately 22,000 foreign fighters who are being kept in a state of limbo, held in makeshift prisons run by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, as their home countries refuse to take them back. For months, U.S. officials at the State Department and Pentagon have urged the countries, especially those who joined the coalition to defeat ICE, to repatriate their prosecute their citizens or residents who left to fight for the self-declared caliphate. Turkey's interior minister says that they will begin to repatriate captured Islamic State militants to their home countries as of Monday. Emily Spickle reports.
Turkey has long criticized its European allies for refusing to take back Islamic State fighters who are their citizens. And on Friday, the country's interior minister warned they were taking matters into their own hands, saying Turkey would start sending back captured jihadists from Monday, even if their citizenship had been revoked.
We're telling them, we'll repatriate these people to you, and we're starting as of Monday. We'll repatriate these people no matter what they do. They'll object and say we revoked their citizenship. Do whatever you want with them.
The announcement comes as a senior Kurdish leader warns the European Union could face a wave of returning battle-hardened Islamic State fighters from Syria.
U.S. President Donald Trump has rejected China's claim that the U.S. and China have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. Mr. Trump said Friday he hasn't agreed to anything. This is VOA News. Two government officials have given impeachment investigators vivid recaps of the Trump administration's efforts to push Ukraine into investigating Democrats and Joe Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In transcripts of their interviews last month, former White House Russia adviser Fiona Hill and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman describe extraordinary scenes. They include Ambassador Gordon Sondland telling Ukrainians they'd need to investigate the Bidens in exchange for a coveted meeting with the president. They're the latest transcripts detailing what Democrats say was a clear abuse of office. Hours before they were released, the president insisted none of the testimony worries him.
In no cases that I see have I been heard.
He's preemptively bashing the public hearings Democrats will start next week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Facebook now says it's deleting any post that names a person rumored to be the whistleblower that sparked the Ukraine investigation. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Facebook says it's taking down mentions of the name of a man who may be the whistleblower circulating on some websites, including Breitbart News, because the posts violate Facebook's ban on material that could identify a witness, informant, or activist. But the social media platform also says that decision could change if the name becomes widely published. Twitter, meanwhile, says it's allowing the name to circulate. It bans sharing personally identifiable information about a person, like an address or medical record, but that does not include the person's name. There are federal laws designed to protect whistleblowers and their identities. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia slays political opponents and China's tactics will be horrifyingly familiar to former East Germans. Reuters. Amir McCarthy.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo didn't hold back in his criticism of China and Russia on Friday in a speech in Berlin.
Today, Russia, led by a former KGB officer stationed in Dresden, invades its neighbors and slays political opponents. In China, the Chinese Communist Party is shaping a new vision of authoritarianism, one that the world has not seen for an awfully long time.
Pompeo was speaking in Germany to mark 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Cold War's most potent symbol.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Members of Cambodia's opposition have spent the past few days crossing Southeast Asia in an attempt to return to Cambodia, a return promised by their exiled leader, Sam Rainsy. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.